Hi guys, welcome back.
Hi, we hope that you guys enjoyed our last episode.
Yes, if you haven't listened to it, go and listen to it. It was an interview that I did with Max and her boyfriend Chris.
Kate's turning into like Ellen over there with her interview skills. Honestly, yeah. I was shooketh. Is that a word?
I don't think by in the Oxford Dictionary.
Do you think it is? Shooketh. No. Shaking in my boots. I was shooketh.
But yeah, I'm going to have a late night show, I think.
Yeah, 100%. Actually, yeah. Once this podcast goes off and I'm on my TV show, you can have your show.
Yeah. Yeah,
when we part and, ways eventually. Yeah. When we're 92.
Ouch. Wow. Oh, yeah, that's more like when we're 92 yeah. In our graves.
Yeah. Looking fine as hell.
Yeah.
But this is the long and waited episode number 2 featuring DJ Brandon. Well, he's got so many names.
Yeah, Doc Burke.
Feed Me Food. Fitness fanatic.
Yeah.
DJ.
He's a man of many traits.
Acoustic guitarist.
Yeah.
Kate's boyfriend.
Crypto trader. Most importantly,
Kate's boyfriend. Yeah.
Yes.
That is his main title.
Yes.
You can refer to him as Kate's boyfriend.
And he does take his job very seriously.
Which is why he pitched up today.
Yeah.
After the threats.
Yeah. Under duress, he is here. We do currently have him locked in a bathroom because he tried to escape, but don't worry, guys. We pulled through for you.
No one was harmed in the making of this podcast, besides for Brandon, okay? But yes. Otherwise, no one was harmed.
He likes it, though. He likes a dominant woman.
Yeah, let's just jump straight into the interview. Yeah.
So we now have Brandon in our state-of-the-art million-dollar studio. Brands, introduce yourself.
Hi, everyone.
Wow, that was a good introduction.
Wow.
It's taken us a while to get you here.
Yeah.
No, it has.
Did you come with your heels in the ground?
I came with my socks and my Birkenstocks on. Very casual.
No, we didn't mean heels as in like high heels.
And then apparently it was
kicking and screaming.
I left my heels at home. But no, yeah, I definitely came kicking and screaming.
Yeah, it took a lot.
I heard there were some threats involved.
Yeah. Huge threats. No, yeah, there was a lot of crying involved to get me.
Brandon has commitment issues, so.
But you've managed to get to nearly 6 years, so it can't be that bad.
Yeah. Well.
Well, not there yet.
After the interview.
I'm going to start, obviously, I'm going to ask all the questions.
Yes.
You have to answer honestly.
Okay.
Yeah.
The truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God.
Okay. Yes. Would you like to kiss now, just in case you might be fighting later?
No.
The first, I feel like these are going to be really interesting because you guys have a better story than like Chris and I. Okay.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. So the first question is, how did you guys meet? Because you didn't go to school together.
Sure. I think, Kate, you should kick this off, eh? Because of my memory.
Honestly, I can't remember the first time we did meet because we both played water polo. And so I think we probably met at one of the Western Province tournaments.
Mm-hmm. The one when you were dancing on stage to Timber.
Oh, and you were there.
Yeah, probably that one.
I think he saw me shaking my fat ass and then he was like, damn.
And he was like, yo, shorty, who's that girl?
Shorty.
Shorty can twerk.
I was doing yoga on that tour as well. Yoga in front of everyone. That was quite funny.
Okay, so you don't have a set?
No.
You just
know.
Okay. Who made the first move?
I think it was me, actually. Actually, no. It was you.
No, it was you, because you invited me to your polo formal.
Oh, so is that the first move?
Okay. You see, ladies and gentlemen, this is my boyfriend. He does have short-term memory loss. Yeah, so Brands invited me to a polo formal, and he was a junior in his team.
She had liked me since she was, like, 5 years old.
Since she came out the womb.
Yeah.
Apparently,
it was an instinctual attraction. But Yeah, so he invited me to his polo formal, and he was a junior in his water polo team. And so he sort of, like, as, like, an initiation type thing, he had to get down on one knee and knight me with a purple sparkly dildo. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to keep the dildo for a year and then give it back, like, the next year for the other juniors. I did not take the dildo home.
Why?
I was upset about that.
I don't think my mom would have... Yeah, I don't think my mom would have been very impressed with me. You gotta accept
someone's gifts.
No, not those gifts.
I hope your gifts got better after that.
No, they did.
Did they? Definitely. Yeah. Good.
But then you made the first move on me in terms of, you know, sexual.
Yeah, I pounced Brandon.
Pounced on me. I gave her, actually, remember pouring you an Amarula at that party, and then that just tipped you over the edge, and I was in the business.
That kind of leads us into the next question, which is when and where did you guys have your first kiss? Was it that night?
Yes.
Was it?
It was that night. Yeah,
that was our first kiss.
In someone's garden.
Yeah, we kissed in the back.
We in a bush?
No, it was outside.
It wasn't in a bush.
Okay, good.
It was on a lawn.
Oh, wow.
And it was the best kiss of Brandon's life. He did tell me that.
No, yeah, it wasn't bad. It was one of the better ones, eh?
Okay.
What was your first impressions of each other, if you can remember? Do you want to be honest? Be honest.
Go first.
My first impression of you. Well, when I didn't know you, my first impression of you was you were quite quiet, very reserved, and you had like a very close group of friends. But the thing is, I only knew because of my friends, you know. So I wasn't like you know, I didn't. Okay, this is.
Where's this going?
This is, I don't know.
Where
this is
going.
You were scared to approach me.
Yeah. I was.
Why is it because of the resting bitch face?
Yeah.
Because yeah.
She has a resting bitch face, basically. That's what I'm trying to say. She has a resting bitch face.
But were you attracted to me? Did you want to?
My first impression of you was like, you weren't in my immediate circle, like, and I only knew through my friends, so I wasn't like.
Not if
keen.
It's your first impression.
Yeah.
So you weren't keen for me when you first saw me.
No, I wasn't keen.
Was she like too far away? She wasn't like.
I was keen for your friends, isn't it?
Yeah, that's very true. No, that is true. That is true.
Yeah, it was actually a sticky situation. You were keen for my friends. I was keen for your friends. No, and then once I had actually met you and spoken to you, I was like, "Yo, this girl."
Would we like to elaborate, or is this a
no? Well, my first impression of Brandon, I met him through water polo. I had a crush on him. I thought he was the hottest thing ever.
Since sliced bread.
Nice, yeah, the hottest thing since sliced bread.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad that the feelings were reciprocated with Brad's.
That's kind of funny.
But you know what?
I always had my eye on you. But I knew because you were with one of my friends, I wasn't able to...
Yes. He was being loyal.
I was being loyal to my friend.
No, Rose, but that's before, like the first impression, BB.
Yeah, so once I'd met you, which was through my friends, then I realized, okay, she's not too bad.
Oh, okay.
She's not too bad.
So I didn't give off a good vibe the first time you saw me.
No.
Okay, maybe I'm going to work on that.
You're quiet.
Honestly, I had someone last week tell me, they were like, I'd met her before, she's a girl in my course, and she was like, yeah, I thought you were really like intimidating and scary because you're like so quiet. And I've had a lot of people say that to me, but please... If you ever like have like meeting, not like I'm not trying to.
Oh my god! If anyone who's listening, if you guys are fans of Kate,
no, if anyone knows me, like no. If anyone knows me, like you've met me, but you don't know me well, the only reason I look intimidating is because I'm intimidated by you, probably.
No, it's
because
of that resting bitch face.
Yeah,
I think you're quite intimidating.
I was definitely attracted to your looks at the start.
Yes, but that's what you're supposed to say. The first impression.
Yeah, that was my first impression.
Okay.
You're good looking.
Okay, there we
go. That's guys aren't really...
There we go.
10 minutes of talking, but we finally got it out of him.
Okay, who said I love you first? And can you remember where it was?
I remember. You probably don't.
I don't remember.
Who was?
Brandon.
I think it was me.
Yes, Brandon said I love you to me. It was at like a rugby fines evening.
Yeah, I remember that now.
And I didn't say it back. Kissed him when he said I love you.
Yeah, you didn't say it back.
Yeah, I think actually the first time I said I love you was over the phone, which was really lame.
Did you just, how did you dodge that situation?
I just kissed him when he said, I love you.
Yo, that is
hectic. And how did you feel?
Yo, I was a bit upset. Eh?
Can you remember?
I actually didn't think anything of it, to be honest. Like, after I knew you.
Like, he was drunk.
I was pretty drunk, yeah, I was at a fine, so. But, like, after I knew you, you know, it wasn't, you loving me wasn't going to change anything, you know. Like, me pursuing you.
Oh.
See what I'm saying?
Maybe it made you want trying to pursue romantic, me even more.
Yeah. This is a good one, just, like I say, the difference between, like, you guys and Chris and I. How was dating whilst being at different schools? Like, what would you guys say were the pros and cons?
Sure, I definitely think it was actually a really good thing for us. I mean,
yeah,
it's obviously tough because you don't see each other as often, but we seem to have a really good balance, you know, seeing each other during the week. I mean, sorry, on the weekends and not during the week. And it kind of reinforced the independence, you know, in our relationship, that I was going to follow what I was doing and she was going to go on her path and we would kind of meet in the middle and see where things went. And we were very patient with everything, you know.
Yeah.
That was definitely a pro. It's not actually, because I think when you're young as well, you're so in the person's space all the time because you want to be, you know.
Yeah, you're a little obsessed.
You're a bit clingy. But for us, it was, you know, nice to just see each other on the weekends and spend that one night catching up. And then
I would say maybe a con is that you have very separate groups of friends, which isn't a con. Like, I think it is important to have separate groups of friends, but Brandon went to an all-boys school, whereas I went to a co-ed school. So, like, when Brands would come to things that were, like, I would invite him to things, like, with my friends, there were guys for him to socialize with, whereas, like, Brandon's friends, they weren't having really girls around when they socialized. Yeah. So it was a little bit, it's just a little bit more difficult to find a mutual group of friends that you can be friends with.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That was tough, it was just navigating, you know, even when we wanted to see each other on the weekends, it was more like I was prioritizing my friends and you had your group of friends, so we had to always kind of compromise. But I mean, I think it was hard for you and Chris, because it was, you know, even though you love each other and you always, you know, you want the best for each other, you're always in each other's space.
You know?
And like,
true. Or,
yeah, no, I have to admit, I feel like there are pros and cons to both.
Yeah, definitely.
I feel like when you are with each other 24/7, it's a lot easier to butt heads.
Yes, definitely.
Especially with us, like, we're all in the same grade. I feel like that, and then being, like, in the same grade at the same school. Literally. And playing water polo and...
Yeah, I actually, like, I'm not trying to, like, be mean, but remember... I remember in school, because Chris was in our friends group.
Yeah,
like,
that made it really difficult.
We sat together at break and stuff. And, like, if Max and Chris were fighting, we would all just get this vibe, like, at the table at break.
No, it was terrible. And I know, like, I remember when we first started dating, like, certain people in our group, like, weren't happy with it. Because they said, like, well, if you guys break up, it's going to ruin the friendship group. And, okay, we didn't break up. But I know, like you say, when we had fights, it did make it awkward. Because we also had a small friendship group.
Yeah, and the guys probably thought, oh, now Max,
and then
you know,
the guys,
Chris.
Yeah,
now,
yeah. The guys
were like, no, we want Max back.
And, no, definitely. The guys were always team Chris, and then the girls were like team Max. And it used to make it really awkward at break. So,
yeah.
Okay, and then the next one is, what was your first impressions of each other's families? Because you guys, obviously, once again, we were family friends, but you guys would have had to meet each other's families. Can you remember?
That's a good question.
Or can you remember the first time you went to each other's houses?
I loved her family instantly.
Really?
Yeah.
I was different. So Brandon's sister and mom, I thought, like, so sweet, get along really well. But
careful,
Brandon's I've said this to Brandon's dad and his brother. I was shit scared of Brandon's dad and his brother. His brother, just because he's, like, a very, like, cool person. Like, and I was just like, wow, I'm just, like, not cool enough for this guy. And then Brandon's dad, he does just give off scary vibes. But
yeah, he does, to be honest.
It's because he has a very dry sense of humor and he's very sarcastic. And when you don't know him, he says things and you think he's being serious when he's not. Like, now... Brandon's dad makes me laugh probably the most out of everyone in the family. But yeah, I was quite scared of him in the beginning.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah.
I loved her family. It was just because, like, coming into it, it was just a completely different, you know, environment. Your parents were so relaxed and they also had a different outlook on life, you know. So I got kind of two sides of a dinner table.
Yeah, that's the nicest part.
Yeah, and then, I mean, you guys welcomed me so well. And Em was also so welcoming.
And yeah, all the animals.
Yeah, that's her sister.
I mean, can't forget all the animals.
Yeah, all the animals were.
Yeah.
Kate was a bit obsessed with the animals, so I didn't get most of the attention half the night.
The first time, I do remember the first time I met Brandon's parents, I went to his house and I went into their room and I think I shook their hand.
Really?
I think, yeah, did I you? Shook their hand. Yeah, it was quite scary. And also I remember the first time you came to my house, you met, I don't know if you met my dad.
Meeting Anne, I just remember her being, like, thinking that you two were so similar. Which is,
really?
Yeah. So similar. Yeah, you guys are.
And I could see where you get your traits from both your parents. And then Tony, me and Tony, I think, just sat and had a beer together and chatted.
Looking back, though, it's so awkward. Like, I remember the first time I met Chris's grandparents, I fell down his staircase. I was at the top of the stairs, and they looked up, and they, like, said hi, and I was like, hi. Uh-huh. And I waved, and I started taking a step down, and I fell down the whole entire staircase.
Oh, my word.
Like, to the point where it actually, I was, like, really, like, sore. Like, I was in pain. Like, yeah. And I started crying. And then I had to get up, and it was terrible.
The first time you had, like, a family dinner, it's always, a self-serve type vibe. And that day we were serving in the kitchen and then eating in the dining room. And we were having a curry. And Brandon dropped the spoon that he was serving the curry for himself on the floor, I remember. And you were so embarrassed. Because, like, it's, like, the first dinner. It's nerve-wracking. And then he drops the spoon on the floor and makes a mess. Yeah, you were. You're 16, so younger.
I think it's obviously always scary going meeting someone else's parents, especially for the first time.
Yeah.
Like, if you feel welcome, it's, you know, it moves quickly.
Definitely. What are your nicknames for each other? The PG ones, though.
This is actually funny because I don't have a nickname for Kate.
Yeah, it annoys
Kate's
me.
Kate's
Kate.
I call Kate KT, but like a K and a T.
Yeah.
You could steal that one.
No, I know. I heard other people calling Kate Katie, and then I just never wanted to use it as well because I felt like it was more of her friends using it.
It's funny because Chris actually is the same thing. Like, he just calls me Max.
Yeah. Like, it's pretty boring.
Yeah, he just uses the same thing. I'm like sitting here with like a million one, and he's just like Max.
Same. Brandon has so many names. Like, his full name is Brandon, obviously, and then I call him Brand.
Yeah, I was gonna say you always say Brands.
BB. I actually just call you, like, the weirdest, like, anything I think of, I'll call Brandon. So,
But no nickname for you, Kate.
No book books, eh?
No.
Definitely no book books.
I'll say that in a jokey way.
What would you guys say is the biggest difference between the two of you, like, personality-wise?
Sure. These are good questions, eh?
Thank you. I'm taking over, kids.
Do you want to go first?
You can go first if you want.
Brandon is a very relaxed person. Like, honestly, he could be homeless on the streets and he would still have, like, such a positive outlook on life and just think, like, he's going to make a plan and he'll be a millionaire by the end of the year or something. Like, he's just very positive, very relaxed. Whereas I am an overthinker. I get uptight about, like, very silly things, like something I'm working on, actually. So I would say, yeah, that's probably the biggest difference between us.
No, I completely agree. I think, you know, when I first met you, it was more like the word count that was the biggest difference.
So
quiet, and you just couldn't stop speaking. So that was, like, so tough, because I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But I think, I think your personality, definitely, you do get stressed a lot more than me. You're a bit anxious all the time, but yeah, like, because I'm so relaxed, it's like we kind of get a balance, you know.
Yeah, you're a happy medium.
Yeah, but sometimes we butt heads when we're working to, like, on something together, or dinner, like, I want to get there on it's just something we need to be on time, and Brandon's like, no, it's fine, when actually, like, our plane is leaving at 8 and they're not going to hold it for us, you know, like,
hold it for you guys?
I feel like, also, like, I've said this before, like, our fundamental values and our core, like, beliefs are the same, however, our personalities are so different,
I'm A-type and you're B-type, like, very, very much polarized.
You're definitely A-type.
Yeah.
Seems to work, though.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. Who is your celebrity crush and does he or she look like each other, like Brandon and Kate? So who's yours, Kate, and does he look like Brandon and vice versa? Don't try make up one that looks like, just
no, but honestly, I don't know if I have one that, like, I'm a die hard fan for.
You don't think
my celebrity crush has to be Margot Robbie.
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah.
Isn't that everyone's?
Yeah.
I mean, that's mine.
Brandon tries to tell me I look like her, but...
So, one of the features is your smile and your teeth. And I think your nose and your eyes are actually pretty similar.
You have teeth and she's also got teeth?
Yeah,
got
she's white, a human.
You've got yellow teeth and then she's got white teeth. So that's a bit different, but your teeth shape is pretty similar.
Okay.
And you?
Honestly, I don't have like a diehard celebrity crush, but I've always been a fan of the Hemsworths. Yes. And ironically, you don't look similar, but you're like the same like hair color, and like you've also got like long eyelashes and similar eye color.
Yes.
Mm. But they don't necessarily like look similar.
No, I do look exactly like Chris Hemsworth.
Well, that question goes perfectly
his body as well.
With the next one, which is, what would you say is your favorite feature? PG, favorite feature about each other.
And you can't go personality, yeah?
No, like physical. Let's do physical feature. If you had to pick one, you can love everything, but your favorite, your top.
Mine will be Brandon's eyes. Brandon has got like the most insane eyelashes.
Yeah, you have really good eyelashes.
Yeah, and nice colored eyes. So yeah. That's mine.
I would say your smile, definitely.
Okay, let's just kiss it on the eyes.
That was probably the first thing I noticed when I met you, was your...
Was that because she was talking so much, or just...
Yeah, and she yaps all the time. So I just got in my face.
Who gets jealous more, if you have to guess?
Definitely Kate. Definitely. It's not like she gets jealous over, like, me. I mean, she used to get jealous over me hanging around girls and speaking to girls a lot. However... You know, not that doesn't really happen anymore because we've gone to a stage where, you know.
Yeah, I think honestly now, like, I wouldn't say I get jealous. Like, we're very comfortable in our relationship. But in the past, I probably was more jealous.
But that's also definitely, like, age. Like, because back then, if you think about, like, we're, like, 15, 16. Like, you're going to be jealous of, like, anything.
Yeah.
But to be fair, like, maybe I got jealous more often. But there were times that also Brands, like... With my guy friends.
I am protective. But
yeah.
The thing is with me as well is because I trusted you. I trusted you so much.
I trusted
you so much. I knew that I didn't have anything to worry about. So that didn't really, I never used to get jealous because I knew, okay, if you were, this is like something as well for younger people in relationships is that, I was actually chatting to my sister about this yesterday. So if you're going to trust someone, you know that they, you know, you trust them not to do anything behind your back. And that's actually what progresses a relationship a lot more, you know.
Definitely.
Just having that feeling of trust. So.
Mm. Well, that's a great one into the next question, which is, what advice would you give to new couples? Or like couples?
Sure, that's any hard. Couple? 6 years of advice.
Yeah.
One of my pieces of advice is, if you're in a new relationship and you're like wondering, is this person like a good match to me and stuff, like if that person can make you laugh like more than anyone else can make you laugh, and you genuinely feel like that person is your best friend, I would say it's pretty likely that you're going to have a good relationship.
But you're talking about you and me, obviously.
Yeah.
I make you laugh all the time. It must be me.
No, but literally...
I saw the way you were eyeing me out
there. I was speaking to a couple girls in my course the other day about, like... Because they had just found out I was in a 6-year relationship. And I said one of the things that, like, I think makes it work is Brandon... other than my friends, like my girlfriends. But I laugh as much with Brands as I do with my girlfriends.
More with me, though.
If not more. Yeah.
With me. Yeah. Let's be honest.
For the sake of this podcast, yes, more with you.
Thank you.
I'm not offended by that.
Yeah, I just think companionship... I've said this in the previous episode. Companionship is way more important than passion and sexual attraction. Because that will, like, not fade completely, but it does fade. So, yeah.
And your advice?
Yeah, I think I got, like, 3 pieces of advice.
No,
I think,
have to choose one.
Okay, I'll go quick.
We don't have that much time.
I think... Like what you said is very important, is basing your relationship or friendship first, you know, before anything. So I think, you know, once Kate and I got to a stage where, you know, I had to ask her out and all that stuff, you don't feel like anything's changed, you know, because you're best friends, you just move on to the next chapter together. And I think another thing is having patience in the whole process as well, because I feel like so many relationships, they want to rush things and they want to say, continually ask, why isn't this working, instead of actually just, you know, being patient, also just being independent, and then, you know, moving from there. And I think the last thing also is something that people don't actually think about, and I think I posted something on Instagram about it the other day.
Oh, little shameless plug. Yeah. Like your Instagram.
Follow Feed Me.
What's your handle?
At Feed Me Food.
Okay, good. With how many E's on the me?
Two.
Two.
I think. Give me a follow, guys. I think it's being practical. Not, you know, obviously you've got to follow your heart with someone, but you've also got to be practical.
Mm.
You know, you got to listen to what your mind's saying, because, you know, you could love someone, but, you know, the practicality of certain things might just stop you from, you know, living a good happy life with them. Yeah. You know?
No, definitely.
Good. Brands?
Sharp.
Who has a higher sex drive?
Sure.
Oh, Brandon.
I can't disagree.
Mom, please stop listening now. Please.
Okay.
My mom can't hear this, so.
These are rapid fire questions, so you just have to give the name of the person.
Okay.
Or like a quick answer to them. So the first is, what grooming product could your partner not live without? Sure. I know you guys are both very into hygiene and into
that's a good
upkeep.
Brandon,
you know me well.
Brands, that. I would say his beard shaver thing.
Do you think?
Yeah, because you do like your whole body in that with that thing.
Whole body.
Is it like even a 5-in-1?
It is.
Back, sack, and crack.
Yeah, literally, it's like okay.
No, I do have a lot of hair.
And me?
Just on your point, I don't think it's my shaver. I think it's my face cream.
Because, I was gonna say that, but I didn't know if that was grooming.
Yeah, actually, if it's grooming, then it's my shaver. For you, I don't actually know, because I don't pay attention to your.
It could be like a skincare. It can be a product. You can use product for her.
Sure, this is tough. I would say your niacinamide.
Okay, fair enough. A serum. Yeah, I do love face serums.
She loves face serums.
If your partner could have unlimited access to any store, like a physical store, which would it be?
A Wellness Warehouse.
Yes.
Sure. Got that quick.
Yeah.
I would say McDonald's.
Oh, my word, Brandon.
No, I'm joking. Woolies, definitely Woolies.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Okay, it's a Woolies white girl.
Who would survive longer in a zombie apocalypse? Let's be honest.
Definitely me. Kate would panic, run into a corner and get stabbed by a zombie.
Okay,
and
then
I would find a sick hiding place. Just snipe her.
I think I would say Brands, not because he would have like a really good strategy, but Brands is like a ride the wave and he always comes out on top type person.
Yeah. Who takes longer to get ready?
I think it depends on the day.
Yeah. Brands
on
can
average,
take long, really.
On average, I think it's Kate, because usually I'll just get ready quick.
Yeah.
Like max 10 minutes. But if we go in, if there's a special occasion, I think we're quite similar in terms of getting ready.
If Brands decides that we have 5 minutes to get to dinner,
then
but he needs to shave his beard, he'll
yes.
do it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the last rapid fire question, what is your partner's most irritating habit? Just one.
Sure, there's so many.
Yeah. Oh, Brands is just his forgetfulness. He doesn't do it on purpose, but like they're like Brands, there's been times like where he's committed to like trips to go on like a boys trip to the Maldives, and then 2 weeks before his mom brings it up and I'm like, what, like since when are you going to the Maldives? He's like, oh yeah, I forgot to tell you. So yeah,
no, definitely,
your forgetfulness.
I would say
only one, Brandon.
Sure, there's so many. I'm joking. I would probably say your need to be in control. You know.
Okay.
You know, if it's not Kate's way, it's the highway. Sometimes.
Of course.
Yeah.
If I'm doing something, it needs to be done right. You know, like putting toilet paper roll on the.
That is a very controversial topic, Brad. I feel like a lot of the audience would agree that if you finish the loo roll, you change the loo roll.
Or you just put it on top and then...
Someone else will do it. Okay, and then I have two questions. This is a really sappy one, so try not to cry.
Okay.
But if you could pinpoint, find it hard, but if you could, what is your favorite memory together over the last, like, 5.5, nearly 6 years?
Sure.
Ooh, don't cry.
Can I just do, like, times of our lives? Like, a 3-week period or something?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a specific, like, time, like, date and time, but it could be, like, a period.
Okay, one.
It doesn't have to be, sorry, it doesn't have to be the favorite. It could just be one of, because I know it's hard. Mm.
I've got two, actually three. Mumford & Sons concert. Mm. That was, like, one of the best nights ever. And then at times we've spent in St. Francis together. Not, like, necessarily, like, the going out and joining, but just, like, chilling by the pool together.
Mm.
And then also when we go to Franschhoek. I love that.
Mm, that's nice.
I'm looking for goosebumps.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I think it's, for me, it would be any time that we are away together, you know, outside of the home environment and work and stuff, when we're not stressed.
Yeah.
I feel like we connect best. And also, I think it's also because, you know, when you're in a different environment and you're away on holiday or, you know, you're overseas, you kind of have to, you feel like more of a team because, you know, you have to navigate your way through, you know, new experiences and stuff.
If you did listen to the previous episode, you know that going away is a bit of a one-sided team because Max and I are packing the bags, unpacking the bags, making sure,
booking the trips, getting the food.
Everything's organized by you.
So I suppose going away.
When you're away and you just relax.
Yeah, like road tripping to St. Francis and that stuff. It's always a good time.
I'm going
to
cry. Okay, and then my last question, just because Kate kind of asked this question, what is your next step? As a couple, like, what is your next? What is the next thing?
Listen, I'm just gonna move on and find greener pastures.
Okay. I would say, like, probably the next step would be to move in together, but I'm not in a rush to. Let me finish my sentence. So, Brand and I are both still in university, so we're studying. At the end of this year, Brands has to do an internship and then I'm going to try and get a job. So, like, in the next, like, 2 to 3 years,
are we going to be having a book, baby? 2020, sure. What?
2032.
Can we expect a book, baby, 2023?
You'll get a few brandos running around in the next.
Oh my god, how cute is that? A baby.
20, I'm gonna be infertile.
A baby book and a baby Beamish.
Yeah.
I think the baby Beamish will come out soon, though.
Yeah. No, like, probably in the next 3 years we'll move in together. Oh, I would hope. Because I think it's important to live together and see if we last after that. Yeah.
Not for me.
Why? In the next 3 years, we'll be bloody 25, Brown. So you can't live with your girlfriend at that age. Like, you've got some issues.
Can you see this aggression? Can you see this aggression?
That's another one of his passive aggression. That's why he's not moving in.
I think moving in could be the next step. But, I mean, I think, just growing together would be, you know, is... What I'm trying to say.
What are you trying to say?
Like, growing together into the next step would be, you know, like, just figuring out life experiences together. But that would also be, like, once you move into a job and you start working, everything's going to be different, you know?
Yes.
But I think for me, like, I wouldn't want to move in together before, 25, just because... There's too much going on there.
You do realize
I have just broken a relationship.
When we're 25, if we're still together, we'll have been
for 10 years.
For 9-10 years. So do you really think we couldn't move in up to 9 years?
No, if you're 25, it'd be 10 years because we were together with 15.
I'm not in a rush. Actually, you know what?
That's what I'm trying to say. I'm not in a rush.
No, me neither. But I think actually the next step is we've never traveled together by ourselves.
That's probably the next step.
Okay. And then, like, in 3 or 4 years,
we haven't had one year where we've actually prioritized ourselves and just said, okay, let's go away together. And
that's a really good one.
That would probably be a cool next step. Now,
so the next step is traveling together alone.
Yes.
I hope you guys survived.
Had a panic attack.
I just had a mini panic attack about moving.
Brandon's hyperventilating. Like, move in together in, like... in 3 to 4 years. No, like, yeah. I hardly think that's like an unreasonable goal.
Okay, on that note,
you said next year, I was like, nah,
no, I said next year we're working. Yeah. Don't worry, Brad. I'm not in a rush. Don't you worry, my love.
I think we should leave it whilst they're still together.
Yes.
But yeah, those are my questions.
Cool. Sure, thanks, Max. That was really fun.
I kept it relatively calm.
PG. No, that was really good. I think my mom will be able to deal with some of the more sexual questions.
She knows you two get up to no good.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, Max. That was some good questions.
Yeah, that was so much fun. And
made me rethink.
Yeah, made Brandon really have to go back and think.
Yeah, go back in time.
Brandon's going to need a nap after this.
Yeah, he's exhausted.
Yeah, brain work. Sure. Did you take a Ritalin to like tune in before this?
This is tough.
Wow, what a good interview.
Yeah, thank you so much, Max. That was so much fun. Quite saucy.
Yes, I like to stir the pot a little bit.
Yeah, I thought Max's was maybe going to be a little bit more spicy than mine.
I'm going to call mine yours the PG version, mine's the X-rated.
Okay.
I like to really just loosen everyone up and get them talking.
But anyway, guys, do all the usual things. Follow our social medias, rate, subscribe,
leave a review. Yeah, you can leave a review.
we still don't even know what you guys can do, but do it.
Yeah,
100%. And mom, that three-star rating you gave on our preview,
I mean this in the nicest way, but fuck you, Ab.
Seriously, go hit that 5-star button.
Yeah. And stay tuned for our third and final episode.
Yes.
Yeah, and make sure to stick around because season 2 is going to be really exciting. We have a lot of tricks up our sleeves and it's going to be a lot better than season 1. So get ready for it. Bye guys.
Bye guys.